With the death of Pope Benedict that last weekend, we in the church have found ourselves looking back at the wealth of teaching and guidance that this remarkable pope has given us. He was certainly a theological genius. And as we observe this Feast of the Epiphany, I want to share something that I found from Cardinal Ratzinger that speaks to the nature of the mystery that we celebrate today. For me, the Epiphany and the appearance of the wise men in the gospel is a mystery that speaks about our human longing. A longing to see Jesus, to know him, to encounter this newborn King of the Jews. This is a quest that has vexed many throughout history. It is a journey that cannot find its end in mere human effort alone. And so the future pope spoke at a jubilee for catechists during the great jubilee of the year 2000. And he said this: "By itself, each human life is an open question, an incomplete, not fully realized project, something to be brought to fruition. Each human being faces these questions. How can the full potential of my life be realized? How does one learn the art of living? What is the path to true happiness? And to evangelize means to reveal this truth, to teach the art of complete living. At the beginning of his public life, Jesus says, 'I have come to evangelize the poor.' This means, I have come to respond to the fundamental question of your existence. I am here to show you the path of life, the path of happiness. I am, in fact, that path. The deepest poverty is not material poverty, but spiritual poverty. The inability to be joyful, the conviction that life is absurd and contradictory. In different forms, this poverty is widespread today, both in the materially rich and in the impoverished nations. The inability to grasp joy comes from and leads to the inability to love. It produces jealousy and avarice, devastating the life of individuals and of the world. When the art of living remains unknown, nothing else functions rightly. This art is not the object of science. It is the art that can only be communicated by him who has life, he who is the personification of the gospel. This is the one whom the wise men seek. The search is the heart of the mystery that we celebrate, certainly today, but all the time as a church, as a pilgrim people, looking for meaning and joy in our own lives. You and I are, as Pope Benedict put it, open questions, something to be brought to fruition. And we feel it in our lives, right? We don't feel the sense of fulfillment or contentment that life often promises. And if it is true that we are open questions, for the Christian, we can only find the full answer to that question in Jesus Christ. Where is the newborn King of the Jews? The celebration of the Epiphany is an invitation for us to leave our comfort zones, to set aside our preconceived notions, and to set out on a journey to encounter the truth. This is what the wise men do. They follow their quest for truth as far as their human arts and sciences can take them. And then they have the humility and the courage to ask how they can go farther. They are willing to accept that they don't know everything and that the answers are out there if they open themselves up to it, because their quest calls them beyond the limits of human reasoning and understanding. Some of the attraction of simple ideology, which is all over the place today, and blind faith in some proposition, is that it reduces the amount of thought that we have to put into life. It's easier to be able to dismiss people just on the surface, Say, I have nothing to learn from him or her because she's one of those people, right? We've already written people off based on one word, one action, one grammatical mistake in a Facebook comment. We've written people off because it's simple. Things are easy when they are black and white, when people are good and evil, when a choice is yes or no. However, life is not always that way. In fact, it rarely is, right? But aligning ourselves with the truth that is Jesus is a way to open ourselves to the grace that God has shared with us by sending his Son to be born as one of us, to teach us the way to holiness, and to suffer and die for our salvation. This is the longing of the human heart, so much more complex than the easy answers of modern ideologues. This is what the wise men sought and ultimately what they found. So here we are, invited by the word to see where we are in our journey. God is calling us further than we can imagine because you and I are made for infinite happiness and beatitude. This requires our willingness to step out of our comfort zones and to pursue Christ boldly. He is looking for you too. This is in their encounter with the Lord, the wise men are changed. They find their life's pursuit and offer their wealth to this little child. Certainly, this is an odd sight to those who might have seen it. However, in this encounter, we see the transformative power of the gospel, of our faith, of meeting Jesus. Their lives would never be the same, and we hear that they departed for their country by another way. What is the new way in which you walk? How is your life different today, having encountered the Lord Jesus Christ here? Perhaps, this is a little bit of advice from Father Austin, a suggestion, huh? Consider returning to your home today by a different way. I gave that advice once, and they came back to me the next week and said, Father, we found a great bakery. So that's the blessing of going out of your comfort zone, a new bakery. Consider going home by a different way because you, like the wise men, encounter Christ here. And he's sending you back out. And then the rest of your life is different. And you will encounter people and you will need to tell them about this encounter here. Who will you tell about this experience? How will life be different? How will you be wiser? Jesus is looking for you to share his joy with you so that your joy can be complete. This is the art of living about which Pope Benedict was speaking. And that art is learned by following and pursuing Jesus.